Drummer number one for Chainsmokers. Track called Closer. Do you like that one, John?
I do. It's cool. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. What type of songs do you normally listen to when you're driving around in the motor?
Anything on radio, to be fair. A lot of radio. So, yeah, obviously this station.
Well, thanks for that.
No worries, yes.
Obviously get up early, catch the show every week.
Of course.
Do you, when you're writing your music, are you influenced by other tracks?
Yeah, you have to be. Well, I'm influenced by stuff in the charts, and then I go, well, what else am I influenced as well? By some like retro stuff, like Luther Vandross, Mariah Carey, classic artists. So it's about bringing them together sometimes.
What would you call, where would you class your music? Is it, your genre, is it indie, or is it kind of pop?
Well, it's a bit of pop. You can't get away from the pop melodies of it. I think it's going down more of a soul piano route, I think, at the moment. So I want to put it as a pop soul thing. But it's whatever you want to call it, to be fair. Yeah. It's whatever you get out of it.
So you don't do like a dance remix of...
Yeah, there's a whole remixes out of... There's a Soul Seekers remix of the last track.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got that.
So there's a few going around, which is kind of cool, because you hear it in a different way. Because you can't be in a club listening to a slow song. So
no.
need an upbeat version of it.
Yeah. And on the tracks we've got out at the moment in the charts. Is there anyone you particularly like? You've got Clean Bandits at the moment.
Yeah, they're great.
Jess Glynn is out. She's doing really well.
I love Clean Bandit. They're good.
They are good, aren't they?
They're very good.
Funny enough, I talked about X Factor. I was on X Factor the other day, singing. They've all doing these collaborations. They do quite a lot of collaborations, actually, Clean Bandit. What would you do if you could do a collaboration with one of these? I know it's a typical radio presenter will always say, "Oh, if you could work with anyone, who would you work with?" But seriously, if you could get into that, would you work with someone?
Yeah, I mean, someone like Clean Bandit would be amazing. Anyone who's like musical and creative, I'm all up for it. To be fair,
because as a keyboard player, when you're out and about. Obviously, you can't just walk around with a keyboard. I have to have my keyboard on me. Anyone know this one? Remember the old Jim's advert? Was this that? Play another one. Play it again. But when you're going to parties, things like that, just people say, come up, oh, John can play, go and play.
No, all the time. Yeah, go and play a tune. And we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Play a Christmas tune. Oh, I don't know any. then you do your own stuff. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, it's always the same. There's a keyboard, a piano there. Everyone's like, oh, play something.
Kind of get a jam. You've got to jam out with someone.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool sometimes. Other times you're like, no, I just want to rest. Yeah.
Just come in for a coffee.
John, get on the piano, mate. No one wants to hear it. What's going on? Sort of coffee.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in.
No, thank you.
The EP is called
Missing Pages.
The single is
When You Truly Love Someone.
That is available on iTunes.
Yeah, both of them available now on iTunes, Amazon, Apple, Tidal, Google.
Yeah.
And YouTube as well.
Good, so take a look. And also check out the video, which is fantastic, with Gemma in it.
Yes, please do.
It's worth watching. Watch it all the way to the end as well, because otherwise you won't understand the whole meaning of the video. And we've got someone looking through the window, but the blind's down, so they can't see anything, so they are just looking at a blue blind. We'll go and rescue them in a sec. And just quickly, the social media site is called...
Twitter is at John Gallia, so please tweet me. Instagram is at John Gallia. The website is johngalliamusic.com, and Facebook is John Gallia Music.
Cool. And if you missed any of this, it'll be on demand. The whole interview, we'll be putting everything up online on fixevent.com, and I'll tweet it out tomorrow, so you can catch up on that. Thanks for coming in.
No, it's been great. I love it.
We'll catch up soon. I've got a bit of Kent Jones coming up. Not everyone's cup of tea, but have you heard any Kent Jones?
No, not yet.
It's quite heavy. We'll have this, and it's called Don't Mind.